Good morning and welcome to our daily devotional on Thursday the 10th of September. A moment of silence as we enter God's presence. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. God, our Father, you exalted your Son to sit at your right hand. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Holy Spirit, Counselor, you are sent to be with us forever. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 89, beginning to read at verse 19. Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I've exalted a young man from among the people. I have found David, my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set my hand over the sea, his right hand over the waters. He will call out to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Saviour. I will also appoint him my firstborn, the most exalted of the King of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. The canticle for today is the Herbs Fortitudinis. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord for ever, for a rock of ages is the Lord. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou that art upright dost direct the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The reading appointed for today is from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, beginning at verse 1, the Council at Jerusalem. Some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers. Unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way, and as they travelled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the brothers very glad. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything that God had done through them. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses." The apostles and elders met to consider this question. After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them. "Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that he adopted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as he did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith. Now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the necks of the disciples a yoke that neither we nor our fathers have been able to bear? No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved, just as they are." After the reading, the Canticle of Vanity. O come, let us sing out to the Lord. Let us shout triumph to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and cry out to him joyfully in psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it. His hands moulded dry land. Come, let us bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is the Lord our God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the wilderness. When your forebears tested me, put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I loathed that generation and said, it is a people who do err in their hearts, for they do not know my ways, of whom I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Let us pray. We thank God for all that we have received. Gracious God, we have so much to be thankful for, so much to celebrate, but to our shame, we all too often forget it. Hear now our thanksgiving for the many blessings that we enjoy. You give us all our daily requirements and far more besides. Food in abundance, clothes of any kind, homes rich in comfort and luxuries. We think of those in the world who do not have enough food, who do not have enough clothes, and who do not have a home to call their own. We have so much that enhances the quality of our lives, schools and colleges and universities, shops and supermarkets, healthcare and a welfare state, information at our fingertips and technology at our disposal. We think of those who are denied the right to education, those who do not have the information and technology that we have available to us. Help us, Lord, to be grateful for what we have received. We have a world of incredible beauty and variety, places to rest and relax, an abundance of wildlife, flora and fauna, to fascinate us and delight us. We have people of different characters, backgrounds and insights all over the world. We have the opportunity to be loved and to love, whether as a parent and child, a husband or wife, a brother or sister, a relation or friend. And above all, we have the knowledge of your care, your unfailing goodness and constant guidance, your enduring purpose and amazing mercy for us. Gracious God, we have so much to be thankful for. Today we make time to remember that, time to appreciate all that we have been given and to think of those who are lacking. Time to rejoice in the riches of our lives and to celebrate the treasures you've given us in Christ Jesus through his death and resurrection and the gift of salvation. For all we have received, we are truly grateful. Lord Jesus, you taught us to love our neighbour and to care for those in need as if caring for you. In this time of uncertainty, give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend the sick and to assure the isolated of our love. Amen. The General Collect. Lighten our darkness, O Lord, we pray, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this day. For the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God of yesterday, today, and forever, thank you for your constant love. Pour out your blessing upon your people as we treasure the past, seek your will in the present, and lay our plans for the future before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love, this day and always. Amen.